Under terms announced yesterday, System President Kevin Riley will get a $73,000 raise in July, boosting his salary to $415,000 a year. Next June, he'll get another $7,000 hike. Riley says he and his wife have decided they'll give about $70,000 a year to need-based financial aid for UW System students. Still, Riley will net about a $10,000 increase by next June.
Well, my position is that I will take what all other state workers are taking in terms of their percentage. We all have different pay rates depending on our job responsibilities.
In other words, the wage gap between Riley and all lower-paid UW employees will continue to grow. But the UW system president won't be the top earner at the UW anymore. The regents have agreed to pay incoming Madison Chancellor Biddy Martin $437,000 a year. That's less than she's made at her current job at Cornell, but well above what retiring Chancellor John Wiley has been earning. The regents have been trying to get the system president and the Madison Chancellor to the midpoints of their peer groups at other universities. About one quarter of Martin's salary will come from private sources through the UW Foundation and Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.